ذاك الذي من نوره كون أضاء بداره والكل صلى بذكره صلوا عليه وآله.
هو الشفيع وهو الحبيب المصطفى صلوا عليه.
ربي أرني ما يطمئن إليه قلبي. هكذا كانت العبرات والأنات من الحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. هنا تغيرت السنن الكونية وتحرك الشجر لأجل خير البشر. هنا وقفت شاهدا عند مسجد الشجرة. دكتورنا الغالي، حديثنا اليوم عن معجزة من المعجزات النبوية، عن الشجرة التي دعاها النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فاستجابت. أين حصلت هذه القصة؟
هنا في منطقة الحجون شمال المسجد الحرام وبجوار مسجد الشجرة. هذا المسجد التاريخي له ارتباط في السيرة النبوية، يبعد عن المسجد الحرام 700 متر، وهو على يمين الداخل إلى مقبرة المعلى من البوابة الجنوبية.
قريب، هذا هو المسجد،
وهو محاذي لمسجد الجن. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في الفترة المكية لاقى من قومه ما لاقى من الإيذاء، حتى أنهم تجرأوا عليه صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه بالإيذاء الجسدي والبدني. فبعد أن مات عمه أبو طالب قال: ما أسرع ما فقدت ما وجدت فقدك يا عم. وضعوا على رقبته الرداء فخنقوه وضربوه ضربا شديدا حتى غشي عليه، حتى جاء أبو بكر فقال: أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله؟ ووضع على ظهره سل الجذور. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصبر.
خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إلى بعض شعاب مكة هنا في الحجون، وقد أصابه من الغم ما أصابه من تكذيب قومه إياه، فدعا ربه فقال: يا ربي أرني ما يطمئن إليه قلبي ويذهب عني هذا الغم. فجاءه جبريل عليه السلام فقال: يا محمد أدع تلك الشجرة. فدعاها فجاءته تمشي حتى وقفت بين يديه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، فقال جبريل: مرها فلترجع. فأمرها فرجعت في مكانها، فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: حسبي. فطابت نفسه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. وهذا الإطمئنان وسكون القلب هو نفسه الذي طلبه إبراهيم عليه السلام، فقال تعالى: وإذ قال إبراهيم ربي أرني كيف تحيي الموتى، قال: أولم تؤمن؟ قال: بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي.
تأملت شيخنا الحبيب، طلب إبراهيم الخليل عليه السلام آية من ربه ليطمئن قلبه وليسكن، وكذا نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن قبله الأنبياء كلهم طلبوا، مع أن الوحي ينزل عليهم والمعجزات بين أيديهم. فقلت: أولسنا نحن أحوج منهم في طلب الثبات من الله عز وجل؟ النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان كثيرا ما يدعو ويقول في دعائه: اللهم مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. وفي القرآن: ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا. ومن أولئك أيضا الأمور التي تثبت: اختيار الصحبة الصالحة الصادقة المثبتة للمثبطة. خديجة رضي الله تعالى عنها حينما رجع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من الغار وقال: لقد خشيت على نفسي، كانت كلمتها المثبتة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: أبشر، كلا والله لا يخزيك الله.
الله أكبر.
موسى عليه السلام طلب من ربه أن يجعل له وزيرا يعينه، قال: واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي
هارون أخي
أشدد به أزري وأشركه في أمري
كي
نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا. ومن أهم الأمور أيضا الاستقامة على الدين، المداومة على الطاعات، ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به
لكان خيرا لهم
وأشد تثبيتا.
الله أكبر.
المصطفى صلوا عليه.
كما أن الله يطمئن رسله بالمعجزات، فهو سبحانه يطمئن أتباعهم بإجابة الدعوات
والرؤى الصالحة. وهذا الذي حصل بالضبط مع خليلة. أسلمت منذ عام 2007، هي من أسرة يهودية غير متدينة. جاءتها رسائل من الله سبحانه وتعالى على شكل رؤيا طيبة وإجابة دعاء.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh. I'm so honored that you're here, because when I was looking into Islam, I was watching your channel and seeing other revert stories really helped me. So it's a big blessing, alhamdulillah.
So my family is actually Jewish, but my parents are not religious, so we didn't grow up with any religion in the house at all. I'd been searching into the truth for a long time. I'd looked into Christianity, I couldn't find any sense there. I looked into Judaism, I couldn't at all understand that God would create only one specific race. You know, I was very much into equality.
أختي أخبرينا كيف كانت حياتك قبل الإسلام.
Before Islam, it's like another world. When I look back now, I just can't imagine how I was so lost. As a child, I had a good childhood. I was very much involved in the performance world. I went to stage school. That was my life and my dream. But when I was 12, my grandfather passed away, and I remember just feeling so lost because he was the closest person to me, and I just thought, that can't be it. We can't just die and we're here for no reason.
But alhamdulillah, when I was around 18 years old, my friend became Muslim. And that was the first experience I had with a Muslim. And I was so shocked, because in the West, we're not taught modesty. We're not taught respect to parents. I mean, I had a very dysfunctional relationship with my parents at the time. And Islam teaches you, subhanAllah, everything. Manners, how to be, absolutely everything is in the Quran and the Sunnah. So the changes that I saw in her really inspired me. I'd never seen anything like that before.
سبحان الله، عندما يصاب البشر بالمصائب يقع في قلق وحيرة، ويحتاج إلى ما يطمئن قلبه ويريح نفسه. وأكثر ما يطمئن هذا القلب هو الوحي، كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى وسنة الحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. عندما يتمثل هذا الوحي بأخلاق شخص أمامك تراه وتسمعه، وهذا بالضبط ما حصل لخليلة وصديقتها. إسلام صديقتها كان تمهيداً لإسلام خليلة.
All the time, every day, she was non-stop giving me dawah, and I was like, okay, it's enough, and I was like, listen, even if I do become Muslim, I will never wear hijab, because I was very much into appearance. Obviously, the work that I did, it's very much based on how you look. Alhamdulillah, now I'm sitting here, the complete opposite in a niqab. Alhamdulillah, guidance is truly from Allah.
كيف وجدت طمأنينة النفس واليقين في قلبك حتى دخلت الإسلام باقتناع؟
Yeah, subhanAllah. I would randomly read verses from the Quran, and it's like Allah just sent it to me. I will open it, and the right thing that I needed to hear is there.
And when I heard her say, Islam is for all people. All you have to believe in is Allah and the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that really opened my heart. I was absolutely inspired by her changes, but I said, this is great for you, but it will never be for me. I couldn't see how that life could be for me in any way or shape at all. And I stayed with her a lot, and she would pray as the Muslims pray, and I would pray behind her like this, God, if Islam is the truth, please guide me.
After that, I had a dream, and it was this dream that I knew I need to stop delaying. And it was the week after I took my shahada, alhamdulillah.
Ya Rabbi lak alhamd.
In my dream, it was the end of time, and I was a Muslim, and all the Muslims were in jail. If you've ever seen the movie V for Vendetta, it was really similar to that. It was a horrific jail. It was very bad conditions, and the Muslims were imprisoned. And I remember outside of the cells, of the prison cells, there was a yard where we were allowed out for a short period of time to exercise during the day. But across at the end of the yard was a high fence. And behind the fence was freedom. That's where there were loads of Muslims. They had banners and they were saying, La ilaha illallah. And if you could get there, you were free. So obviously every day we're trying to think, how can we get there? But the guards, they have huge guns. They're just completely on top of us. There was no escape. And one day we were inspired to disguise as guards to get out so they wouldn't notice that it was us. So we started to walk out. But the guard was behind us because he was a little bit suspicious. Who are these people? I'm not sure who they are. So he was behind us with his huge gun. And we were walking. And I just remember thinking, just please don't let him know we're Muslim. Let us just get across. Please don't let him know we're Muslim. And then someone to the right of me said, Allah. And in that instance, he knew, he realized. And I knew that's it. So he pointed his gun directly at me and he shot a bullet. But in my dream, it was in slow motion and the bullet came out towards me. And it was in that moment that I realized it's Allah who's the protector. Why am I hiding? It's Allah that we're going to meet at the end. And so I started to shout, Allahu Akbar. And everyone around me started to shout, Allahu Akbar. And Allah reversed the bullet away from me back towards them. And subhanAllah, a gust of wind came and literally lifted all of us up. And it lifted us up over the fence to freedom. And I awoke and I just knew, oh, I can't fight this anymore. I know I'm here to worship Allah. I know that's the reason. And subhanAllah actually told my friend, and she said to me, subhanAllah, did you know? Because I hadn't really read Quran or Hadith much at this time. She said to me, did you know, in the end of time, Allah is going to send a pleasant breeze to take the souls of the believer. And I was like, wow, Allahu Akbar. Like, if this is a sign. And I knew there was no more. There was no more procrastinating. I had to take my shahada, and alhamdulillah, I did.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لم يبق من النبوة إلا المبشرات. قال وما المبشرات يا رسول الله؟ قال الرؤية الصالحة. إذا أراد الله سبحانه وتعالى بالعبد خير هيئ له الأسباب، ومن هذه الأسباب الرؤية، فتحمل بشرى أو إشارة توجه هذا العبد لاتخاذ قرار في المستقبل. فكيف إذا سبقت هذه الرؤية دعوة صادقة؟ فهذا والله خير على خير، وهذا ما حدث لخليلة، فهنيئا لها هذا الفضل العظيم.
I took my shahada in Regent's Park Masjid, the big beautiful mosque in London, and I remember I went down the stairs to the imam and he asked me, what are the six pillars of iman? And I didn't know, and I thought, that's it, I can't be a Muslim, I don't even know what this is. But my heart knew Islam was the truth even without knowing, and he said to me, don't worry, you're going to learn, it's a learning process. And alhamdulillah, obviously, slowly I started to learn. My parents, when I became Muslim, obviously being Jewish, my mom said to me, I would rather you've been a prostitute. It was that much of a shock. And it, alhamdulillah, she's amazing now. But it was a big deal because her bloodline is Jewish, and that's like, most of my family disowned me. That's a really big dishonor.
لا شك أن السيرة النبوية أثر عليك في حياتك. كيف كان أثرها منذ إسلامك وحتى الآن؟
Everything. The seerah of the Prophet Muhammad SAW changed my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us a guidance. We're not left with anything. Everything we need is in there. And it's just amazing to have that guide and know we're not alone. For me, it's knowing when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, what was the Prophet SAW like? She said he was the Quran. The humbleness, everything about it. Even looking at the women around the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khadija radiallahu anha, she was an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. I have the guidance. And people think that Muslim women are oppressed. And I feel so much more free now. And I have the story of the women around the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to look up to.
That he was the greatest man to have ever lived. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to perfect our religion, to deliver the message. That everything about he was described as the Quran. And that we should strive to be as close to him, to follow his sunnah. He was so kind. Look at when the children threw stones at him, he didn't retaliate. Like, we don't learn that in the West. We learn to be tough, you know, to be strong. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was just. And I think that was the greatest lesson that I learned, especially with my parents, who now, alhamdulillah, are, you know, they even tell my children to pray. It's just phenomenal, the change. But it's a slow journey.
نحن لم ندرك النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في حياته، ولم نتشرف برؤيته وصحبته صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، ولكن هذه سنته وهذه سيرته باقية إلى أن تقوم الساعة. سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كانت سببا في هداية وثبات خليلة، وسيرة أزواج أمهات المؤمنين كانت سببا في استقرار خليلة وسعادتها. وهذا ما يجعلنا نوقن بهذه الآية العظيمة في سورة الأحزاب. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. فسبحان من جعل النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قدوة وهداية في حياته وبعد مماته. ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن. أختي، أنت لك في الإسلام تقريبا 15 سنة، وأنت الآن منقبة، وأنت تعيشين في بريطانيا، ما واجهت صعوبة في هذا الشيء؟
Yeah, so firstly, I absolutely love the niqab. Alhamdulillah, I've been wearing it over 10 years and I remember seeing sisters wearing it and just thinking, they look so elegant, and I actually find myself to feel more free now wearing it than I ever did before. So obviously, I don't think I'm better than anyone who doesn't wear it, but I personally love it. And so when I first became Muslim, I moved to Middlesbrough, which is, there wasn't a lot of Islam in the city centre, and I did face a lot of Islamophobia. They would shout things at me like, ninja, how can you see? And I'm like, you can see my eyes, that's how I see. This is subhanAllah, it's just ignorance. But alhamdulillah, I live in London and I've never had any problems. It's been absolutely fine. But obviously, you have to wear it for Allah and keep going, inshallah.
A lot of people around me when I became Muslim, but they didn't leave behind any of the life that they were living, and sadly, slowly, you know, they've gone back completely to that way. And for me, I know Allah says, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. And when we do that, we really find peace and happiness. Iman, in following the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is true happiness, unlike anything else.
النبي قدوة يبقى لنا عبر الزمان.
في يوم من الأيام أراد النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في شبابه أن يخوض كما يخوض صبيان قريش وأن يسمر معهم، فضرب الله سبحانه وتعالى على أذنه فنام حتى طلعت الشمس وبغض إليه الخمر والمعازف. فإذا رأيت أن الله سبحانه وتعالى اختارك للهداية كما اختار للنبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الرسالة وصرف عنك السوء والمعصية، فافرح بذلك وتمسك بهداية الله سبحانه وتعالى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم، لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم، اثبت على الحق وليكن قدوتك.
أو تعلمون من هو ذاك الذي قلبي هوى؟ ما كان ينطق عن هوى، من خيفه قلبي ارتوى. ذاك الذي من نوره كون أضاء بثاره، والكل صلى بذكره، صلوا عليه وآله. هو الشفيع وهو الحبيب المصطفى، صلوا عليه. بكلامه قلب يلين، وبكفه فاض الحنين، مكارم الأخلاق فيه الصادق البر الأمين. بكلامه قلب يلين، وبكفه فاض الحنين، مكارم الأخلاق فيه الصادق البر الأمين. هو الشفيع وهو الحبيب المصطفى.